AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In an exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos, President Biden says he'll drop out of the presidential race if God tells him to.
If you can be convinced that you cannot defeat Donald Trump, will you stand down?
It depends if the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
Mr. Biden acknowledged his poor debate performance last week, even as he said he didn't remember whether he watched a replay, but insisted his record will win over voters. Downgraded to a tropical storm, Beryl's headed toward Texas after raking over the Yucatan Peninsula and is forecast to once again reach hurricane strength. A train derailment and fire in Carrington, North Dakota. Federal Railroad Administration personnel are on the scene. In Iran, reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian won Iran's runoff presidential election, besting a hardliner by promising to reach out to the West. This is ABC News. The extreme heat in the West, a big problem for crews battling numerous wildfires.
Again today, new wildfires here are causing firefighters to scramble. On the 4th of July, the firefight calmed down thanks to lighter wind, and then on Thursday night, new fires blew up, including one in Mariposa County near Yosemite. Flames moving quickly, evacuation warnings posted. Firefighters say extremely hot weather is making fighting the flames even tougher. Cal Fire Captain Robert Foxworthy.
These hot temperatures that we're experiencing obviously compound things.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A historic landslide election changing the shape of British politics. Conservative lawmakers swept from power in a monumental collapse. Rishi Sunak has stepped down as prime minister. The center-left Labour Party now in power. Keir Starmer is the new prime minister. The state Supreme Court in Texas striking down a ban on a common second trimester abortion procedure and laws which regulate abortion providers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A defiant President Biden tells a Wisconsin audience he's running and plans to win again.
I'm staying in the race. Yeah! I'll beat Donald Trump.
The president concedes he had a bad night in last week's debate.
I'm not letting one 90-minute debate wipe out 3.5 years of work.
Biden told a crowd of about 1,000 supporters in Madison that Donald Trump is a convicted felon and a threat to democracy. The state Supreme Court is handing Wisconsin Democrats two big victories. Justices ruled election clerks can use ballot drop boxes as they see fit in this year's elections. Also, the court ruled the legislature's Joint Finance Committee overstepped its authority when blocking some of Governor Evers' actions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers split the series in Denver.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies last night 4-3. Milwaukee fell behind early. They also missed some scoring opportunities, leaving base runners in scoring position. The Brewers had snapped a 6-game losing streak playing at Coors Field earlier this week, but ended up splitting the 4-game series with the last place Rockies 2 games apiece. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, big picture, you can say, good, we won a couple games here. We've had trouble here. But the truth is, I'm disappointed. You know, we could have won all 4 games. games, and that would have put us in a way better position than going forward. I love the way they compete every game, but there was a ton of opportunities tonight.
NFL Quadzilla in the Quad Cities. Packers running back A.J. Dillon competing this week in the John Deere Pro-Am Golf Classic. Dillon on the young receivers on the Packers roster.
Yeah, I mean, these young guys, the young tight ends, the young receivers, you know, the whole story all the time is, oh, the youth. Well, the youth is stepping up and they're looking great, so I'm happy for them.
Training camp starts in about 2 weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low around 58. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 79. For Saturday night, showers and storms, a low near 60. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain on Sunday, high of 79. Right now, it's 62.
Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Joe Biden, President Biden, just gave a barn burner speech in North Carolina. I caught part of it during the break, and he was good. Toward the end, he said, and I thought this was interesting, he said, I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as well as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to, but I do know what I do well. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong, and I know how to do this job, and I know how to get things done. Then he said, I'm not a young man, to state the obvious, but when you get knocked down, you get back up. There you go. Doesn't sound like a guy who's going anywhere soon. Picking up your calls here, Brandon in New Orleans. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about Louisiana politics and how 36% of my state only voted, and that's what led to Jeff Landry. But y'all's show sounds unhinged today. It's like the idea that we're going to skip over Kamala Harris for another white dude is not a death sentence for everybody else who's actually threatened in this country. It's insane. I don't understand it. I mean, you know, everybody seems so nervous, but I was more nervous when liberals were basically guaranteeing me the dump's defeat. You know, nobody really is super excited about Joe Biden. I mean, he canceled $40,000 worth of my student loan debt, but most people don't seem like they're running out to vote for Joe Biden. So when you tell them that we got this, that's when people stay home. And I'm from a state that where 36% of the public only voted, so we ended up with 18% of the population throwing Jeff Clancy to me.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason why that is because John Bel Edwards decided to be a good idea. He's a Democrat. He was a Democratic governor, and he thought it would be a really good idea and campaigned on signing that trigger law. And then the head of the DNC here, Katie Bernhardt, worked with James Carville to ensure that Gary Chambers did not become a black progressive senator from Louisiana, because they did not believe that a black man should run statewide office in Louisiana. Jeez. And then it kicked off most of the black voters, and we have 33, according to the census, is 33% of my state is black, but we both know that it's higher than that. And so we end up in these places where we're constantly trying to tick off our own base to get one more extra conservative over there from a party that is willing to run David Duke to be my governor in a state that's one of the blackest states in the nation.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I understand that people were nervous that he didn't have a great performance last night, but oh my goodness, this show sounds like it's being run by the blue state exit liberals who would abandon Martin Luther King because Georgia had the audacity to vote for Lester Maddox. It's insane. I don't get it. If you were to pass up get rid of Joe Biden and pass up Kamala Harris for Gavin Newsom, you are going to tick off a lot of people you need to vote for you.
You're probably right, Brandon.
Utter insanity.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean,
and my guess is that we're not going to see any kind of a change, but we haven't seen the numbers yet. I mean, if the result of last night was because that was the most watched presidential debate in the history of America, because CNN licensed that to all the other networks. So everybody in the country watched that. You know, I mean, it's a huge audience. If that, if we find out that that debate lost Biden 3 or 4 points, he will definitely lose the White House. And if he loses the White House, he's going to take down the Senate and the House with him, and he's going to take down some governorships with him, and it's going to be a disaster for this country. It's going to throw us into fascism. Is that?
I remember Hillary Clinton trouncing Donald Trump in those debates. You know, it had no effect. I don't think.
No, it had considerable effect. She beat him by 3 million votes.
Well, she didn't put her in the White House, though.
Well, I mean, that was an anomaly.
7.6 million voters in order to get there. Nobody likes to talk about that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if Donald Trump had pooped his pants on that stage, Republicans would be out there telling you he won it. And he just threw a shotgun of lies at people, which flusters most people. Did he do a bad job? Yeah, he didn't do a great job. But at the end of the day, you're stuck.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to pass him up for somebody else. Claire McCaskill sounds ridiculous on television. Everybody sounds like they're crying. But I'm way more nervous when everybody's telling me, ooh, we got this. It's going to win. You know, I would much rather people think, oh, no, we're going to lose. I better take my behind to the polls.
Yeah.
You know, because if I...
I get it, Brandon. You're starting to repeat yourself. I get it.
Okay.
So thank you very much. Brad in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Brad, what's up?
I think both of them are unfit to be the president. We have a convicted felon on one side.
I think Biden's entirely fit to be president. I just think he's a lousy campaigner. There's a difference.
Well, there is a difference, but, I mean, it's not the first time that he showed signs of not being able to put together coherent thoughts. I mean, in Vietnam, they had to pull him off the stage because he was beginning to embarrass himself. He turned to shake hands while nobody's there. He talks about being a truck driver. I mean, I'm going to vote for him because even though I am very conservative and Republican, I would rather vote for some kind of sanity than insanity. But I just don't think we have a very good choice this year for president 2012 election, when we should have, in my opinion, we should have elected Mitt Romney, who one turned out to be 100% correct about Russia when he was mocked for that. I think if he had gone Mitt Romney in 2012, we wouldn't be in the position we are now.
Okay. Vote registered, Brad. Yeah, thank you for the call. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Okay, two callers back kind of hit on what I wanted to do, so I'm not going to redo it. But I will say one thing. I don't know why everybody's wetting themselves. I saw the debate. Yes, Biden did not do a good job. And I got over it last night. We have months to go. This summer is likely going to be a very, very hot summer. It's going to remind everybody that we need to do something about global warming. And Trump is not going to do it. He's going to kill this planet. And we need to be focused on making sure that the clown does not kill this planet.
Yep.
And I did not like what CNN did. Several times they started stating facts as if they were in question when they were talking to Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And I don't like CNN to begin with. And by the way, they cut CNN off of my cable. I don't get it anymore. They put another right-wing station on my cable. So now there's it's all just nothing but right-wing on my cable TV.
Wow. Who's your cable provider?
Spectrum.
Wow. And Spectrum dumps CNN. That amazes me.
I can't find it anymore.
Yeah.
But I did find them. I did find a YouTube of CNN. And I thought it was going to be a replay, so I started looking at it, and then they put parts of the debate on loop, the parts where Biden looked the worst.
Right.
CNN put that on a loop.
Jeez.
So no, I don't like that station, And yes, they do want Donald Trump back, just like every
CNN. I mean, this story was kind of a one-day story, but CNN, senior management of CNN is now a couple of guys who have, you know, long history as conservative Republicans.
Yeah, and they're the one that brought us Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
So, they birthed him from their loins.
Yeah.
So, I don't trust that station.
Yeah. I guess.
So I got over it. So now I'm still thinking we have a very good chance, and I do believe that we should run scared.
Yeah.
Because Donald, we can't have a clown get back into the race.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I don't want the rapist to become president. Larry, thank you for the call. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
And I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So every time we have an election, I mean, most recently we saw this in 2022, Putin and Mohammed bin Salman, Russia and Saudi Arabia, start raising the price of oil, basically to stick it to the Democrats, hoping that they can lose power. I mean, it worked in 2022. They got their majority in the House of Representatives. And you'll recall all those $6 gasoline and $5 gasoline and everybody squealing about it and the little stickers they were putting on pumps with pictures of Joe Biden saying, I did this. Well, they're preparing to do it again. They've cut production, Saudi Arabia and Russia, and it's going to get a whole lot worse over the course of the next year as we're heading toward 2024. So what can we do about this? Well, I have a very specific proposal, and by the way, 70 different environmental groups have joined in this, along with Senator Ed Markey and several members of Congress, and that is to ban the export of American-produced crude oil. Make America energy independent, and we control the price. There's a piece about it over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
Share their glee. Betrayal of the right, twisting truth and lies. The founders' vision clear, they turned it into fear. From secular foundations, they preach their fabrications. Betrayal of the right in the name of might.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Holly in Washington, D.C. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind today?
Well, feels a little bit that forlorn feeling I had the day after Trump was elected.
Yeah, me too.
Not that same kind of energetic, and it's kind of a collective, like, deep exhale with, just heavy weight. I heard Frangela on Stephanie's show this morning to make a statement that I think is worth sharing, which is CNN has been wanting to capture Fox audience for a while. That's why that change in the executive branch up there. And what they did was they set it up perfectly for Trump to shine and Biden to get punked.
Yep.
And unfortunately, for me watching it, it was when Biden wasn't talking that was most disturbing, because he looked as if he was seeing Trump do this thing for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it had that feeling like he was in awe or dumbfounded.
Yeah, he
probably
needs to learn to close his mouth to begin with.
Yeah, I saw A.G. Garland in these congressional hearings, and when he came up against the full fury of MAGA insanity, he had the same look on his face, the jaw dropped. Like, I don't think they fully grok what they're dealing with here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fully.
Yeah,
needs to get punched in the nose, and it just, oh my God.
Yeah, they're dealing with professional fascists.
Yeah.
I mean, real fascists.
Yeah. And to not be prepared for that 2 minutes in 1 minute, I wouldn't agree to that. That's not a debate. Yeah. 2 minutes, a fire hose, a fault, and then a minute. What's he supposed to say? I mean, it's almost like, have you stopped beating your wife yet?
Yeah. It was a setup last night, particularly without the fact checking. I'm with you. Holly, thank you. Thank you very much. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I woke up with that same feeling. But, you know, now we're all energetic and we're going to get back on our feet. Mm-hmm. I heard his speech. I heard Biden's speech in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
He's back on it. He says, hey, you know what? I wasn't really ready for that, but guess what I got? So here's what I'm going to say. In 2022, Arizona Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs remember the gubernatorial nominee, refused to debate the Republican nominee, Carrie Lake.
Right.
Her campaign said it wouldn't be fruitful to debate a conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
She didn't debate her. She didn't take the...
And she won the election.
And she won the election. So let's just take a page out of common sense woman philosophy. You call it what you want. But I think Joe Biden's campaign should immediately adopt, embrace this approach.
I agree.
Admit the error of giving the
and cancel this cancel the September debate.
Right. Admit the error of giving the liar a chance to be honest. Been there, done that, to become the new motto. Been there, done that. That acknowledges debate debacle and puts the end to the apologies and excuses. I just think, enough. Let's move on. Let's just
I'm
say,
with you.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, because we all kind of thought, it's a debate. We all do debates. No more. We cannot debate liars. It's impossible.
Completely agree with you, Lori. Lori, thank you. It was so well said. Thank you. Rose in Chicago. Hey, Rose, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First, I just want to say how disappointed I am that President Biden, as soon as he got up to the podium at the beginning, that he didn't start jotting down bullet points of things he was going to want to talk about and some facts and figures to glance at. And I can't believe that his team didn't have him memorize his closing statement, that they obviously knew he was going to give one. I can't believe they didn't have him almost have that memorized. I'm just flabbergasted at that. But what I really called about that whole debate thing being in the past and him what I just said, I just want to point out that to me, Donald Trump's vision of this country is like the first half of the Wizard of Oz movie from, 1939, where it was in black and white and everything was dark and gray and gloomy and overcast. And Joe Biden's vision of this country is, and pretty much always has been, like the second half of the movie that was in living color, rich, vibrant plants and animals and humans and everybody living in harmony and working together for hope and promise for the future. Joe Biden has always talked that way and felt that way, and to me that's such a difference, such a stark difference. So I just wanted to point that out to people.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Joe Biden is a good man, a good and decent human being, and Donald Trump is not. I'm reluctant to characterize him. Well, he's a rapist, he's a con man, he's a serial criminal. I think we all get it, Rose. I think we all get it. Rose, thanks a lot for the call. 27 minutes past it.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I keep wanting to say things about Trump that I can't say on the air. We'll be right back with you. More of your calls. Stay with us. You know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In an exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos, President Biden says he'll drop out of the presidential race if God tells him to.
If you can be convinced that you cannot defeat Donald Trump, will you stand down?
Well, it depends if, unless the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
Mr. Biden acknowledged his poor debate performance last week, even as he said he didn't remember whether he watched a replay, but insisted his record will win over voters. Downgraded to a tropical storm, Beryl's headed toward Texas after raking over the Yucatan Peninsula and is forecast to once again reach hurricane strength. A train derailment and fire in Carrington, North Dakota. Federal Railroad Administration personnel are on the scene. In Iran, reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian won Iran's runoff presidential election, besting a hardliner by promising to reach out to the West. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A word of caution against binge drinking.
Binge drinking is a significant preventable cause of death in the U.S. Monica Minsberge is a substance use intervention coordinator with Aspirus Wausau Hospital.
Binge drinking is having four or more drinks in a 2 to 3 hour setting for men and three or more drinks for women in the same time period.
Minsberge says set a personal limit, stay hydrated, eat well, offer non-alcoholic drinks if you're hosting, plan transportation in advance, and if you've been drinking, please let someone else handle the fireworks. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
State troopers will be watching drivers from buses and large trucks in an upcoming campaign. Wisconsin is averaging 7,000 crashes a year over the last 5 years involving large commercial trucks. 70 people died. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low around 58. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 79. For Saturday night, showers and storms, a low near 60. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain on Sunday, high of 79. Right now, it's 62.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
In the days of dark despair, when hope was running thin, a leader rose with courage to bring the light back in. He spoke a change in progress for the working class to thrive. A new deal for the people to keep our dreams alive. Oh, the new deal revolution.
Welcome back. Taking up your calls here on this Friday. Brian in Beverly Hills, California. Hey, Brian, what's up?
No, not much. Good morning, Tom. I wanted to say I think this is kind of there's a silver lining here. And to me, I'm really glad that all of this is coming out now in June rather than in August or even October, because
yes,
we do have a chance to, you know, make an assessment, figure out what we need to do to organize. If it comes to the point, and this is my fantasy here, if it comes to the point where, you know, the DNC or, you know, decide maybe they should have a talk with Biden. What I'd like to see is Biden come out and say, you know, I'm not gonna seek re-election, and I am going to nominate Bernie Sanders to be the next candidate. He's helped me. He supported me throughout my presidency. He's given me much advice. He's the most qualified candidate. I think we should put Bernie Sanders up there, because I don't know why nobody wants to talk about that. He's not too old. If you know, Bernie is completely sharp on it. He's got the popularity. He might even have campaign.
I think he's the same age as Biden. I think they're both 81.
Yeah, I think Bernie's a little older than him. But again,
maybe.
To me, age, even with Biden, it's not age with itself. It's just a matter of whether that is going to affect a person or not, or whether it's appearing to be. And I forgot what I was going to say next. But anyway, that's kind of my point. And I know what I was going to say is, as far as like another Democratic candidate, I'm very weary of another Democratic candidate, because what's going to happen is it's going to still have to be AIPAC approved, you know, and I don't really find that many of the candidates that have been...
Well, AIPAC is not happy with Joe Biden right now.
Well, they are, because the AIPAC, they don't really care that much, because they give money to Biden and to Trump. And, you know, they also give money to a lot of upper seat Democrats, mm-hmm. you know. So I just think, I wish that we would be able to mobilize in the 5 months or 4 months or 5 months that we have. I wish we would be able to mobilize to find a candidate that isn't AIPAC.
Yeah,
associated. I know it's nearly impossible, but that's just my feeling.
No, there's a lot who aren't. Brian, thank you. Thank you for the call. Carol in Chesterville, Missouri. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hi. Excuse me. Those are my voice, like Biden last night. You know, if it didn't sound so crazy, I would say first thing I would have done is taken Biden and had him drug tested. This sounds nuts, but knowing Trump as, you know, such a dirty, cheating rascal, I could see somebody in his group or organization slipping something to Biden. And
he wasn't. We don't need to find excuses, Carol. He's 81 years old, and it was past his bedtime.
But if you caught any of that speech today, it's like, that's night and day.
Right, well, today he was reading a teleprompter, and last night he was dealing with a fire hose of lies. You know, they're very, very different skills.
True enough. Okay, I just thought I'd put it out there.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, 90 minutes of a senior moment,
yeah.
It's just something to muse about.
It was a challenge. Thank you, Carol. George in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I totally agree. First of all, yes, I'm calling from the red state of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I totally agree that last night was a disaster, unfortunately, for President Biden. And I think President Biden, I agree with you, he's been a very good president. But I just do not think he can get this, can win this election after last night's performance. And I have a name that I'm a second-time caller talking to you. I've mentioned this person to you when I called the first time. I think someone who would be an excellent candidate. It's not well known, but, you know, like you were saying, the media scrutiny is going to be great on whoever would replace President Biden on the ticket, and person would be become known very quickly. Anyway, and that is Senator Jeff Merkley. You're a senator there from Oregon.
Yeah. He's a good man.
You know, he's yes, he's a younger Bernie Sanders, in my opinion.
I agree.
You know, very much like Bernie. And, in fact, he was the only senator back in 2016, sitting Democratic senator, to endorse Bernie in the primary over Hillary Clinton.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah, it's funny, when Jeff Merkley was first running for the Senate, I actually endorsed the guy who was running against him, a guy named Steve Novick, who lost, and Jeff beat him. And you know, in retrospect, it was a really good thing that that Jeff Merkley became the senator. He's just done an absolutely brilliant job. I mean, Steve has gone on to he's still very involved in local politics. He's a good guy, I always felt bad about that, and I always hoped that Jeff Merkley had forgiven me, because I have so much respect for him now. He's done such a good job.
Yes, and one thing I had read, this is a couple years ago now, back before it was even known for sure if anybody would challenge President Biden due to his age, or there was speculation he might not run again. Anyway, in 2022, a gentleman named Pete D'Alessandro, I think is his name. I don't know if you know the person. He worked on Sanders' Iowa presidential campaigns in 2016 and 2020. He'd suggested at that time in 2022 that Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley would be someone who progressives could rally behind. Yeah. And he called Senator Merkley in a CBS interview. He said he is one of the most decent people in public life, and he would be a very interesting progressive candidate to run.
Yeah. It's interesting. MSNBC just a few minutes ago was doing polling, or presenting polling, on three possible replacements: Gretchen Whitmer, Pete Buttigieg, and Gavin Newsom. And they're all looking good, but you know, like I said, none of them have had the national spotlight on them. And neither has Jeff Merkley, frankly. In fact, he's right. Kept a fairly low profile here in Oregon, but he's done, you know, he's just nose to the grindstone. He's a worker. He's one of these guys who gets things done, and God bless him. George, I got to move along. Thanks for the call. Stephanie in Downers Grove, Illinois. Hey, Stephanie, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Speaking of nose to the grindstone, I just wanted to remind your listeners that while, you know, people are panicking over who's going to be president, it's still super, super important to support those people in Congress, especially John Tester, Tammy Baldwin, and Sherrod Brown, who are in really tough races.
Yep.
If the worst thing in the world happens and Trump becomes president, they can help to be a buffer against the extreme damage he would be causing. And if the best scenario happens and Biden or an alternative comes in there, then actually something good can, you know, come of this Congress. It won't be a stalemate like what we've been having recently.
Right. No, holding the Senate is vitally important, and taking the House as well. And I fully expect that we will do both. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, well, we got to get out there and do, you know, like you said, nose to the grindstone. Get those postcards out there, contributions, call them, whatever they need. I mean, These are really, really important seats.
There you go. Stephanie, thank you. Thank you very much. Rick in Castro Valley, California. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Good to know you're doing well.
I'm alive and kicking.
You know, like, that's good, and enjoy your vacation. You're a lucky man. Listen, after, you know, I had that sinking feeling as soon as he came out and walked up to the stage. I'm like, something's not right. So I'm sitting with my wife, and he starts talking. I'm like, this is insane. So I've come to the conclusion that after watching this, debacle of a debate that was mishandled by CNN. This is all about, this is about evil versus feeble. And I'm going feeble because evil, we can't handle it. We are responsible for the position that Biden's been put in. We wouldn't have to depend on Biden like this. He's done a wonderful job. He's an old man. Okay. We all get old. But the bottom line is we're responsible for what's going on in this country. And we put him in that position by elevating this criminal. And so I don't believe deep in the recesses of my that Trump will be elected. I just think there's too many of us. I think we're tired. We don't need to go back. We need to move forward. And this whole discussion about replacing Biden on ticket is kind of ludicrous, given the fact that this doesn't necessarily happen. It's too deep in the game. Come November, people will make the choice that's necessary to keep this country moving forward. And I just have total faith in the public. So, yeah. Feeble versus evil, let's go with feeble.
Okay. All right. Rick, thank you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. And we'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. When I was a little kid, my grandmother had a piano and I loved to play it. I was incompetent, but I was figuring out all kinds of stuff. And then I kind of got away from it and, you know, went to school and things got busy and just lost track of it. Well, now there's this fascinating new study out of the University of Geneva, Switzerland, that is making me think maybe I should go back and learn the piano. What they found was that they took a group of 132 healthy older adults, retired, 62 to 78 years old. Half of them learned the piano, half of them took music classes without learning the piano. And what they found was that those who learned the piano actually had the strongest increase in their memory, in their mental competence, their mental faculties. Those who took the music classes also did well, but learning the piano was a huge step. So check it out. There's a whole long rant about this over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we gather 'neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done.
There you go. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Sean in Eastern Pennsylvania. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First time caller as well.
Thank you.
Just want to talk about the debate a little bit. Obviously, it's proven that a stupid compulsive liar looks better on TV than a feeble, confused man. But ultimately, I thought of an embarrassment. I just don't get why it's so hard to explain how bad Republican policies are and how they've offered American citizens, or just simply rebuke something idiotic Trump says in real time when he says blue states are killing babies after they're born. You know, what the hell is he talking about? Name a state that does that, or how are these babies being killed if that's true? It just because he says something doesn't make it true, and that needs to be emphasized.
Yes.
I'm just like completely baffled. I'm in group chats where we're like face palming. Right-wingers celebrating all on social media. Betting odds are apparently favoring Trump more now. For a while, I thought it was pretty unfair that public speaking was like a prerequisite for the presidency because ideas should matter more. You know, you don't have to be an orator. But now I've realized a lot of us have the same ideas. You know, me, you, a lot of the callers here, we have similar positions as Joe Biden. Some of us probably think we have better positions than Joe Biden. So positions on issues aren't the only qualifier. You need to be able to articulate your stances. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think presidents going forward should even take it a step farther and, you know, instead of spending vacation days golfing or, you know, at Camp David, go into these red districts and even debating these loser Republican politicians, like, you know, go to Jim Jordan's district. What has he done for you in 9 terms? Go to Marjorie Taylor Greene's district. Debate about inflation. Let's see her try to explain how inflation works. You know, it's just crazy. And low information voters are, you know, they're already en masse dealing with misinformation campaigns, you know, just nonsense stuff about like how Obama is secretly running the country, things like that. And then when they tune in to a debate like last night, they are not going to be, you know, their minds are not going to change. I do agree with some callers that thank God it's, you know, it's early, it's June. 2 months of viewing nonsense might, you know, leave like more distaste in people's mouths, and he'll say some more stupid and hateful things that hopefully people forget about this. But ultimately, just really disappointed with last night.
I get it. Well, Sean, thank you. Great report. I appreciate it. Harold in Enfield, Connecticut. Hey, Harold, what's on your mind?
Hi, Tom. Last night, I almost had tears in my eyes watching the president.
I did.
Yeah, you did. Well, I tell you what, I got the anger. I yelled at him like a crazy man on my TV. You know, speak up. What's wrong with him? During the break, I heard he had a cold. So I yelled at the guys, why did they let him go on with the cold, you know?
Yep.
And it just was unbelievable. I was so angry. He said, by the way, oh, my God, what is wrong with him? He's a smart man. But today, I did get the tears in my eyes. I'll tell you what, I got him when Joe Biden went up to the stage in North Carolina after he gave that speech. I have tears in my eyes for that. He is back. When you see that speech today, you know, I have the radio on my cell phone. Thank God, technology, you know. I was able to do both. Mm. And I'll tell you, more than a barn burner, he was better than he was at State of the Union. He was loud. He was aggressive. I think he just kicked off.
Yeah.
And, you know, he is really back. If he does 5-6 more of these on a major prime time somehow, he will definitely win the election. Well, I don't think the American people, you know, they're going to forget about that last thing in 2 months, 2 weeks. I mean, you know, they have attention span of a housefly, really, you know?
Yeah, and he was fresh. I mean, you know, it was today, you know, he was speaking around, two o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. And last night was 9 o'clock at night Eastern time, and that's pretty late for anybody, frankly. I mean, it's past my bedtime.
My bedtime, so, really.
Yeah.
For 80-year-old man, I was going to bed at 8:30 last night, so I had to stay up. For God's sake, you know, when you have a candidate like Trump who says, you know, the woman who bit her leg off by a shark and the late great Hannibal Lecter, and all this other crap, all the crazy stuff that the public largely ignores. It's on the news, but you tell me they're going to ignore that, but yet hold.
Well, what's so wild is the double standard, Harold. If Joe Biden were to start rambling about sharks, they would all be declaring him senile. Donald Trump does it, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's Donald Trump. Harold, I got to go, but thank you for the call. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Dave Fulton, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorillarhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Mark Thoman, Connor Arroyo, and Carne Verde, all the fine people who work on this program and help make it possible. And special thanks to you, too, for participating, for calling in, for watching, for sharing the good news about our program with your friends and neighbors. Thank you so much. Don't forget, get out there, get active, tag You're It. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Please, treat Jefferson well and have a great afternoon.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy Show.
I was planning to take my sailboat out today.
Were you? Why don't the three of us go sailing
That's a great idea, wow, Gordy.
You don't like that idea?
No, have you ever sailed a boat before?
No, never.
I think we can all get in there.
I think so.
There goes the family show. Sinking
to
quickly.
The bottom of the
sinking
lake.
Sinking slowly in the sunset.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.